Hello, spiritual CEOs. What is up and welcome to the Spiritual CEO Podcast with your host, Jackie. I am a mother, a mentor, an author, a speaker, and a seven-figure spiritual CEO here to help women thrive in all areas of their life. If you are here, it's because you are ready to master your mindset and manifest your dreams so that you can build your business, grow your brand, and truly maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Spiritual CEO Squad. What is up, everybody? Hi, and welcome to another episode where today I am going to be walking you through my exact formula for attracting high-level clients that are ready to pay me through my content alone. So this is not including any kind of, like lead magnets or 5-day free programs or free masterclasses or anything like this. I am going to be speaking to you guys about real life examples of things that have happened where I have just very easily attracted the exact ideal high-level client straight through my content. So I'm really excited to get into that conversation. Now, I'm going to start doing something super fun with you guys where every single week I am going to be sharing a random fact about myself or my life because I really want to bring you all so much closer into my world and into my heart. And I just know that sometimes it's really easy to like get this idea that your coach or your mentor is somebody who is like way higher than you or like has something special and magnificent that you just don't have. And there's just this kind of this like pedestal effect that happens and I'm just not down for it. Though, of course, I think it's really fucking important and like pretty fundamental to have a mentor that is steps ahead of you in where you want to be, as in somebody who has what you desire and has what you want and that you can like learn exactly how to get that. I think it's really important and really fun to just remember like, hey, we're all human and there's all crazy shit that we do or that we go through or that we experience. Like really fun and wild and wacky stuff that happens. And it's really important to me that you guys don't just see me as like this, like, you know, mentor, but that I am actually like a pretty freaking wild human being as well. And I'm so excited to share some of these things with you guys. So anyway, this morning as I was going for a poop, the first thing that came to my mind about what I'm going to share with you guys is that I was in the New Zealand finals for the role of Wendy in the movie Peter Pan. And it's actually really insane about why I was not sent through to the next round, to like the international round, I guess, whatever you want to call it. So I went through like a few New Zealand auditions. They just like placed this newspaper ad in the newspaper. And my parents were like, oh, like you've always wanted to act, like you should try this. And at the time I was obsessed with Harry Potter. So I'm still obsessed, to be honest. And I know you all are too. And I just saw it as like a way of meeting Daniel Radcliffe, who was Harry Potter, obviously, because the guy, I can't even remember his name now, who played Captain Hook was also Lucius Malfoy. So of course I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll audition for this movie just so I can meet the man I'm going to marry and have 100 babies with at that point in my life. So anyway, went through a bunch of rounds. It was really fun. I like didn't even try. It was just like fucking awesome. And then on the last round, there was just me and like a couple of other girls. The casting agent, I was wearing this like big hoodie and I'd worn these hoodies to like the majority because I just like at that age, I just did not. I don't know if any kids really have style at that age. Actually, some of them do. Anyway, I was a very uncomfortable 12-year-old or 14, however old I was. I don't even remember. No, it must have been like 11 or 12. Anyway, blah, blah. Why I didn't get sent through to the international round was because I was wearing this big hoodie and the casting agent asked me to unzip it. And no, this isn't like a sexual thing. And I did. And at that point in time in my life, as I'm sure many young girls, like, I didn't care about my stomach. I wasn't thinking about I need to suck my stomach in. And my stomach was like literally like well piled over my jeans. And I just remember her looking at my stomach, like her eyes went straight down to my stomach. Because your girl doesn't suck in, you know. Fuck patriarchal society that teaches us we should. And she sent me home. I'm not even kidding. So that was a wild experience. And that's the first random fact of my life that I'm going to share with you guys. So if you guys have ever had an experience like that before, please message me and let me know. Also got some delicious ASMR, whatever, going down here because your girl's drinking her coffee. And we're going to get into it now, my loves. So my exact formula for attracting high-level clients that are ready to pay me through my content alone. Now, this I kind of want to caveat a little bit because on the one hand, I really want to talk about the possibility of having experiences where like you literally, and I've had this happen so many times before, where people see my content and they just fucking know I'm the coach for them and they will instantly pay, right? Like that is absolutely a possibility. I've had it happen many, many times before. But I also want to normalize, I guess, there's two other things here. I also want to normalize people getting to know you through your content and then buying and therefore then becoming the ideal client. And I also want to normalize people going through like the steps or the different offers, the different tiers in your coaching business model. Because I've had a lot of one-to-one clients through my doors who started in biz school or who started in the mastermind or who went through biz school and then the mastermind and now are one-to-one or became one-to-ones. So I just want to normalize all of these different things happening. But what we're really going to be focusing on today is is how to really attract people through your content. And what I mean by the high level client, I think it's really important to decipher and discern this here, is this is obviously going to be different for everybody. And it's really important for you to understand what that actually means to you. What does a high level client actually mean to you? Is it somebody that pays instantly? Is it somebody that respects your boundaries? Is it somebody that does what they say they're going to do? Is it somebody that uses Voxer a lot? What is your actual high level client? Like, what is the definitive identity of this person? And then it's really important to ask yourself, are you doing all of that? Are you somebody, for example, if you want to invest if you want people to invest in you instantly, are you somebody who invests in someone instantly? Like, I think this is the important thing to understand, is so many people want to sell this dream of like, hey, like just, you know, attract clients who are going to invest in you instantly and pay you in full and da da da. And like, yes, of course, that's amazing and it's always possible. But in all areas of life, you have got to continuously refine and check in with, are you delivering what you are asking the universe to give to you, right? So on all of these levels, like are you somebody that uses Voxer a lot with your coach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Like what is a high level client and are you actually being one? I think that's really important to discern here, right? My high level client, honestly, like one of the biggest pieces is that they are somebody in integrity with their word. So our coaching that goes down in my spaces, like it's motherfucking cutthroat. Like we get shit done. And this is the biggest reason why women hire me, is because I'm not there to just be like the bestie. And I'm going to do a whole episode on this actually in a couple of weeks, but I'm not there to just be like your bestie and like be like, yeah, girl, you go, you're amazing. Like, yes, that's all part of it. But the real reason why women hire me is because they haven't been able to get the shit done on their own, right? They need the accountability. They need the cutthroat. They need the bullshit calling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in our coaching sessions and in our Voxer space, like we get shit done. And so for me, a high level client is not somebody that we have to either waste my time or her time by going back and forth, you know, giving the same instructions, giving the same stuff. Like, no, this is a woman who like takes it and fucking runs with it. And that's why so many of my clients have such great success, is because they learn the shit with me and then they actually implement it. And that's where the results come from. So for me, that's one of the greatest indicators of a high level client. So let's get into this. Number one, first and foremost, I want to make it very fucking clear that I have come out of my good girl era. I have healed my inner people pleaser. I am no longer scared of triggering people into higher states of awareness anymore. And I think that this is motherfucking critical if you want your ideal client to actually notice you. So if you guys have been with me for a really long time, many of you would have noticed that I kind of went through this phase where like I've always been cutthroat. I've always been bullshit calling. I've had no problem doing that my entire life. And then cancel culture came around and I got fucking scared. Like there was this little girl in me that was like really scared of rejection, really scared of like public shaming. You know, obviously a lot of you guys know my story around a lot of the bullying I endured as a youngster. And I think it was this like part of me that was so scared of having that happen on like a public platform and like just really reliving that trauma that I'd gone through as a wee gal. And so I really accidentally, subconsciously, to protect myself, and maybe some of you guys can resonate with this, I started being too nice. I started being so, you know, super relatable. I started being, you know, the girl next door. I started being like this good girl who was afraid to fucking call it like it is. And that is my superpower in my coaching. Like this is why women hire me. And so I think it's really important that if you want to start attracting these quote unquote high level clients into your world, you have got to heal the part of you that is people pleasing. You've got to heal this good girl inside you that wants recognition, wants love, wants acceptance, if you're going to ever attract that client towards you, right? Because that ideal client for you, she's not looking for a good girl. There's a dime a dozen of them around, right? She is looking for a motherfucking leader who says what needs to be said. And this is going to be different for, you know, whatever your niche is or whoever your ideal client is. But she needs someone that isn't fucking afraid of what other people are going to think. right? And so it's really important to understand and know that like how I do this, and big reason why I'm able to do this just through my content alone, is because I have come out of that good girl era and I've healed my inner people pleaser. And I don't give a fuck anymore what people say or think, right? And this does not come, I understand sometimes this sounds like a wall. You know, a lot of people are like, I don't give a fuck about what this person says. No. What I'm talking about here is deep motherfucking internal strength and empowerment within myself, that I stand behind my work and I stand behind the way that I do it. And I stand behind the results that I've seen time and 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 time again. It has gotten my clients, right? So this is really important to understand. If you are still holding back in your content, you might as well stop this episode now and go heal that. Okay. So number two, I speak in pain points, but in an elevated way. So I think this is really important to speak about, because there has been, and this kind of, I guess, goes into that cancel culture thing I was just talking about. There's kind of been this trend where like, yeah, it's like, don't talk about pain points. Don't talk about pain point marketing. That's bro marketing. You don't want to make people feel like shit and blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. Your pain points and your fucking understanding of the pain points is exactly why your clients pay you, babe. Like, let's get real about this. You understanding the problems, for example, me right now, I understand you so fucking well that I know how much you deeply desire to have a high level client in your space who finds you through your content and pays you, right? And I understand all the problems that are in the way there. I understand that you feel like you're still holding back. I understand that you probably don't have the right prices right now. I understand that you probably don't feel super confident in charging those prices. I understand right now that there's probably so many ways in your content you're not speaking your fucking truth because you're still scared of people judging you, right? Like, you have to actually have an understanding of your clients' pain points in order to market to their problems, right? Where this goes wrong is when you just use this kind of terminology and you start only talking to people on Struggle Street in a Struggle Street way. So here's how I do it. I speak to pain points, but yeah, in like an elevated way. So what this actually looks like is, look, my clients, for example, already know the power of investing in themselves, and they are not afraid to move with the right mentor. So I don't need to be sitting there and going, oh, the power of investing in yourself is really great and it's super transformational, like blah, blah. To be honest, like, fucking investing in myself and my business is not a big deal in my world. Like, it's not, I don't understand why this is even a conversation. Like, yes, okay, I understand. Financially, sometimes it's a stretch to invest, for sure. But if we really look at things clearly here, you are your greatest investment. And if you fucking bet on yourself, of course that money is going to come back tenfold, right? So anyway, that was a side note. Where was I going with this? Yeah, my clients already know the power of investing as an example, but then they're not afraid to move, right? So I don't need to sit there and be like, meh, 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 you know, you need to invest. What they are looking for is somebody who understands them, understands their unique challenges, and can confidently supply solutions and support. So you right now listening to this, because I've walked this journey that you are on, and I have fucking dug my own way through, I know who you are. I know your fucking struggles. I know the biggest pieces and places that stop you. I know the things that hold you back. Why? Because not only have I experienced and healed and gotten through them myself, but I've helped over 1,000 women to do the same. So even if we've never met in real life before, I know you like the back of my hand. I understand you and I understand your unique challenges, and I know I can confidently supply solutions and support to that, right? And another really important thing here with, you know, the understanding of the like pain points and like the struggle street versus the elevated way is I don't make people feel like shit through my content, right? It's really important to understand that when I'm speaking, for example, to my ideal client, my high level client in my content, I'm not making her feel like shit. I'm not making her feel shame. I'm not making her feel shitty about who she is and what she's doing. I make her feel empowered, but I unapologetically demonstrate my expertise. I unapologetically. So I guess here's like a little bit of an example, like a real life working example. So let's say this is post number one. This is like this is what you would say if it was just filled with shame and judgment, right? And you're making your client feel like shit. So your clients aren't noticing you because you're watering yourself down and trying to be like everybody else. Come on, like that fucking stinks of shame and judgment. Guys, like she already knows nobody's noticing her because her business results are literally reflecting that every single day. And she goes to bed wondering when the fuck something is going to change, right? So if I say to you, like, excuse me, but your clients aren't noticing you because you're watering yourself down and you're trying to be like everyone else, like that feels like mean girl marketing, right? Versus, I really want you to feel how this lands in your body. I know you have so much more to share with the world than what you're saying right now. I know that you are afraid of upsetting people because it's scary. I know you're afraid of upsetting people, but that fear of judgment is literally the reason, the very reason why your inbox isn't flooded with DMs. If you unleashed the potency of what you really wanted the world to hear and what you really wanted to say, you'd have to hire a VA just to keep up with the I want to work with you requests. Can you feel the difference in that versus you're just trying to be like everyone else? Like, it's so different, right? Immediately, that speaks to my expertise. Immediately, that demonstrates my complete and thorough understanding. Right, the next part is, honestly, and this is really important, I don't fuck around in my messaging or my content. Everything is intentional, even stuff that seems really random, even stuff that seems like, what the fuck, Jackie, that has nothing to do with business, right? Every single piece of content that you share online builds your personal brand. And I think this is so important. So, and I talk about this example all the time. Like, if you're sharing a salad, don't just share a fucking picture of your lunch. Like, why is that important to your ideal clients? So, for example, recently, last week, I just like randomly on my stories put up this video of me sniffing Tom's armpit after he came back from the gym, and I asked my people if they do the same with their men, right? Now, this has absolutely nothing to do with my business, literally sweet bugger all. But what that did is demonstrated my like total unfuckwithable confidence and genuinely not giving a fuck about what people think. Like, who puts a story up of them sniffing somebody else's armpit? Someone who doesn't give a fuck about what people think and really wants the world to see that, right? And the wild thing, but also, of course, is I've had so many women message me about how they wish they could have the confidence to post crazy stuff like that online, right? And just FYI, you guys are pretty split down the middle. There are a lot of you crazy freaks out there like me who love smelling their man's armpit after he goes to the gym. There are also half of you who almost wanted to abandon me. But the magic piece in this is, how good would it feel for you listening right now to be able to post the craziest, randomest, wackiest shit online and not give a fuck? How would it feel to really unleash who you are around your friends and your partner and in the privacy of your home with the people online and really show them who you actually are, rather than, you know, feeling this need to hold back because you're afraid of what people are going to think? Mm-hmm. Baby loves this coffee, I'm telling you. All right, so next up. Oh, I guess I just want to circle back a little bit, sorry, around not fucking around in your messaging or your content. What's important to understand here is like, and I talk about this all the time, you got to have a motherfucking strategy. Everything is strategic. Every single thing that you are doing, you are a real business. You're a CEO, you've got a motherfucking company, or you don't, right? And so when we talk about not fucking around, like, don't fill so much stuff with fluff. Don't oversell something with magical unicorn poop language and really just waste everybody's time because you're not intentional with your messaging, right? And you're not actually clear about what you're doing. And I see this is probably one of the biggest mistakes. And also, when people work with me, when women work with me and we start tweaking their message, and by tweaking, I really just mean like deeply refining and cutting out all of the fluff and just like really actually saying the thing she wants to say rather than having to plump it up around and, you know, make it a nice little sandwich that's really digestible. She starts making a fuckload more money, right? Because people understand that actually this person is the fucking queen to help them because they get it, right? So we don't want to fuck around with fluff. We don't want to fuck around with like unintentional messaging. Every single piece that I share online, even if it looks like there's no strategy behind it, there motherfucking is. So next, I still got a couple more. I share a shit ton of social proof, you guys. If you are in any of my containers, whether this is the membership, biz school, my masterminds, or one-to-one with me, you know that I have full confidence, and again, zero fucks, in asking you to please share with me your biggest takeaways or breakthroughs, right? I am always, always, always encouraging my people who work with me to remove the stigma of saying that they receive help and sharing about it. One of the biggest things, because a lot of the women that work with me are really high achieving, high level women, like one of the biggest things that we as a collective in my space really need to heal is like this idea of needing to do it all alone and there being like shame in receiving help from a business mentor or receiving, I've had so many women say to me after we finished working together or like halfway through or, you know, just somewhere during the course of it that like they've been like almost embarrassed to admit that they have support from a business coach or, you know, they'll post something online and maybe it's something we've just spoken about in a session and then they'll be like, oh my God, I've just had the best idea. And they'll, you know, I mean, they'll post online like, oh, they've just had the best idea rather than like sharing that it's actually like from a, like it literally was just a conversation that they had with their coach. And, you know, when we speak about this or when she brings that to the table, like it's such a fun experiment to really see like what's behind that. And for so many women, it's this embarrassment, it's shame of like, yeah, you should be able to do it on your own. You're a lone wolf. You're this highly independent woman. Like you should be able to figure it out, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I'm really, really big in people sharing online. Like if you've had a fucking breakthrough in working with me, whether that's reading my book or in any of my spaces, I want you to share about it. Right. And this is not just because, yeah, for sure, we're here to celebrate like people having breakthroughs, but it's also because it provides me as a business owner huge social proof, which is a huge reason why people will invest. Right. It's one thing, and I talk about this all the time, like let your work speak for you. It's one thing for me to just be like, hey guys, I'm with this really cool thing. And it's a completely another thing for multiple different people to post about how beneficial being part of XYZ was. Right. So seeing other high-level clients getting wins builds really, really major trust with this woman, okay? Next up, and this might be a bit of a wild card for you, but I really do invite deep thought about this. I charge high for my one-to-one because being too cheap can actually put people off. This is a really interesting one for us to dive into. So, and I also say hi with like an eye roll because it's totally relative. What I charge is fucking cheap compared to some other people. And yeah, compared to other people, it's high. So this is all relative, right? But look, I'm not afraid of saying that I charge just under $20,000 to work with me privately. My one-to-one space is a retainer style where my consulting, coaching, and mentoring services are literally available to my clients as and when they need. This is not designed to be accessible to everybody, as there is actually a very select kind of client that I enjoy working with this closely. And I'm very open about that, right? My masterminds, of course, Limitless and Rising, are in my business programs, like, yeah, business school and the memberships are accessible. This is for everybody, right? But I've had numerous clients in the past tell me verbally that they almost didn't work with me. And these are like really high achieving, high level fucking women who aren't just coaches, but like some of them have like major multi-million dollar businesses across the world that have nothing to do with coaching. Some of them absolutely are very high level, high earning coaches. But I've had numerous clients in the past tell me that they almost didn't work with me because of how cheap my rates used to be, right? And they thought it meant that I was inexperienced and that they couldn't trust me to help them charge better rates if I wasn't actually doing that myself. So This is where things can get a little bit tricky because if you're new in the game or you've only been in business for like a year or two and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to start charging 20K to work one-to-one with someone. I don't know if that's going to be the best business move for you. I can't tell you that without really understanding your entire business system and model and context and experience and everything, because I don't think it's good for people who have not got experience to charge really high rates to try and get that experience. I'm a big motherfucking believer in penetrating the market, really practicing, getting good at what you do, and then charging that. I charge, quote unquote, that much for my one-to-one because I'm motherfucking good at what I do. Like I am a master at what I do in my private coaching spaces because it is the space where I literally get to deeply connect in with my client and not only support them obviously from like a strategy base, but deeply get into like what the fuck is blocking them and really bring in that cutthroat bullshit calling space that they literally pay money for, right? Like this is the important thing to understand. So yeah, that's an interesting one to reflect on sometimes is whether your prices are a problem, whether your prices might be a problem. And this is what I talk about all the time. Hang on. Multiple coffee stops in this conversation today. But I talk about this all the time where it's like really important, gang, to just fucking own your beginner energy. Like it's okay to own your beginner energy. You cannot get to where you want to be without owning your beginner energy. And I can promise you that by owning your beginner energy, you will work yourself up to the point where you can pay or charge 20, 30, 40, 50K to work with somebody privately, right? But if you start as a beginner and try and fake it till you make it, people can sniff that, especially high caliber, high level clients who have most likely worked with high level fucking coaches in the past. They can smell that shit a mile away. So yeah, I'm gonna leave that one there. Now, next one. My content is a preview of the kind of conversations we have in our coaching space. So even through this podcast, you are literally getting an insight, little like scratch and sniff. Hang on, I got a sneeze coming. Bless me. Into what my conversations are like with my clients in our one-to-one containers, right? So my content is a preview of the kind of conversations I have in my coaching space. I don't waste time with like trendy shit or constantly trying to educate my ideal client. She doesn't always need to be educated all the time. Like, I'm not like Miss Polly the teacher and she's this little student. Like, fuck no. She wants to have a mentor in her corner who fucking understands, who has walked the path before her, is where she wants to be, and literally knows how to get her there. And that's what my content speaks to, right? My client does not necessarily care about five steps to blah, blah, blah. Like, for sure, there's times, and you guys will see, sometimes it in the podcast, sometimes in content for sure. Like, there are some times where I will speak about something in an educational way, but my content is not filled with like three steps to blah, 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 five steps to da, 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 how to blah, blah, blah. Like, and if it is, it's like a high level fucking conversation that you don't see anywhere else, right? So my content is literally a preview. And I think this is one of the most powerful things you can do if you're up leveling who your ideal client is start using your content or start writing and creating content that is a preview of the kind of conversations she's going to get to have in your space. Okay, now the last one here, my loves, is, and this is it. Are you fucking ready? I motherfucking own what is possible as a CEO, a mother, a lover, and a friend. My high-level client, even you guys, you don't want a mentor who is a, let's say, successful as fuck business, but who has zero friends and zero social life. You don't want a mentor who makes millions, but has a bare minimum relationship with zero love and like long forgotten intimacy. You don't want a mentor who hits milestone after milestone in her business, but is super fucking unhealthy. You don't want a mentor who sells out all of her programs, but does so at the cost of her presence with her kids. Right? You want a mentor who has it all. And if I'm the person helping you, you bet your ass I am embodying having it all, right? You want a mentor who has a successful as fuck business and also a thriving social life with people she deeply fucking loves, relationships that are really fucking beneficial in her life. You don't want a mentor who makes millions, but has a bare minimum relationship. You want a mentor who makes millions and also has a fucking thriving partnership, right? With juicy, passionate sex and so much love and appreciation and respect and fun, right? You don't want a mentor who hits milestone after milestone in a business, but super unhealthy. You want somebody who sure hits milestones and also is demonstrating what's possible in health and vitality. You don't want a mentor who sells out all of your programs, but at the cost of your kids. You want a mentor, especially if you're a mother or planning to be a mother. You want a mentor who does all of this, who has millions and makes millions and sells out of everything and fucking nails her business and also is a present mother who gets to play and have deeply connected time with her babies and never at the expense of them, right? And so I demonstrate this through my content. I demonstrate this through my content. So I hope that this has deeply supported you. And please, gang, send me a message and tell me if this has hit home for you. Tell me how this has changed your mind. Tell me how this has changed your life. If there's something that's really resonated in this podcast episode today, I want to know which of these have been the biggest takeaways for you. So, of course, my loves, if you want more conversations like this, I have spaces for my one-to-one opening in May next year, and you can start prepaying those already to make the monthly payments a little bit lower for yourself. We, of course, have the Spiritual CEO membership space, the membership club, which is just the funnest thing in the world. And of course, there is Biz School. And I am going to be opening applications for my mastermind as well very soon. So keep an eye out and just know you've motherfucking got this. Love, light, and a high vibe. High five. Bye. And that's a wrap. If you loved today's episode, you will adore the Spiritual CEO Club, which is my monthly membership for entrepreneurial women in business who want to learn the practical step-by-step strategy and the mindset of what it really takes to grow a high-level, high-impact, high-income business that truly transforms the world. We break down everything. So if you've ever wanted to know how to build your business, grow your brand, and maximize your income and impact as a spiritual entrepreneur at a rate your business can actually afford right now, then this is for you. Simply send us a DM that says membership and we will get the info to you.